Blog Talk Radio.
Right, morning, noon, and night. Thanks for coming through. And I see you, Stacy White. Stacy Events, this is Stacy White. Holding it down for the D E E, the Detroit. What's going on, man? Good to see me. Some you, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita? And my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Holding it down for B More all day, every day. You know, whether we're talking about the ocean or the bay, what's going on, my man? The harbor. What's going on, y'all? So, all right, that's what we're getting into tonight. We're talking about that space between relationships, that space in between relationships. What do y'all think? Should somebody put a little space between them and whoever their next is? Should there be some space between your ex and your next? Well, we're going to talk about it, see about it, be about it, rap about it, get into it, and get involved. These puzzle pieces right here, we going to solve now. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people believe that you shouldn't just jump from one relationship into another relationship, but is that really the way it goes? And who are we really, I mean, honestly, who are we to really tell anybody what they should do, how they should conduct themselves in a relationship? Who are we to say who you should date or how you should date or where you should go with your heart, where you should go with your affection, where you should go with your love? I'm in a mood for love, even though you just dissed me. Funny, but when you dissed me, I got a brand new John. Yeah. I got me a new shorty. And I know that there's a double standard in this because, you know, if you talk to a man will break up with a woman today and have another joint by the next week, next day or whatever, whatever he thinks is a bargaining chip for him to mush it in the face. Like, ah, look, that's why I got a new girl and she got a fatter ass than you, bigger titties than you, she prettier than you, she got clear skin than you, she got real eyes, she got real ass and thighs, she makes better lasagna surprise. I don't know, whatever. People be comparing, and is the reason that they compare because they didn't give themselves enough time to really recover, to recuperate, to heal, to get better from the last relationship to this relationship. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is your daily go get it business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts, the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And tonight on this Throwback Thursday, this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we are talking about the space in between your relationships. Do you believe in love? Do you think that when you break up with somebody, when you go through a divorce, or when you separate from somebody and you are done, when you really think or really know or are really sure that you are done, do you think that it's necessary to put some space for you to just be alone, for you to just reflect, for you to just be totally 100 all the way single? Single as fuck. Do you think that it's necessary for you to be single as fuck between relationships? Or should you follow whatever your heart says and you hook up when you're ready to hook up? You see somebody, you're a free agent. Somebody has either set you free, or you set yourself free from them, or you set them free. You either got emancipated or you emancipated somebody else. And you're like, I don't care what you do. You go ahead and mess with whoever you want to mess with, because I got a little something. I got my eyes on a little something, and I think I'm going to go and pursue that. Are they wrong? So we're going to talk about that tonight. That's what we're going to talk about on the daily. Naturalista Rap. Naturalista Rap is all up in the house. How you feeling, man? Good to see me. Good to see me from you. And Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, man? Good to see me from you. Thanks for coming through, y'all. I appreciate it. So that's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we're getting into tonight. That's the flavor. This is what's on the menu. The space in between your relationships. Well, how many of y'all do it? How many of y'all make sure that some time passes? Before y'all get into another relationship after leaving a relationship? How many of y'all believe in that? I mean, I imagine that it's probably all of us. But if you don't believe in that, if you do believe in keeping the continuity, like soon as one is done, I'm on to the next one. I would like to see how that goes. What's going on, Divinity Designs? Divinity, what's going on, Divinity? And also Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. What's going on, man? Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Thanks for the compliment on the royal blue sweatshirt. Appreciate that. But yeah. So how many of y'all agree with that? How many of y'all agree with that? But if you don't agree, if you don't think that you need to put some space or take some time out to just be 100% single, how does that work exactly? Like, how do you know when you finish with a relationship, how do you know that is 100% finished? Because a lot of times when we break up with someone, our minds aren't exactly our mental state, our emotional state aren't always in a good place. Sometimes we be kind of fucked up. It'd be like, you know, maybe one of y'all wanted to break up and the other one didn't. And that can cause a problem. And that can cause the breakup to last a long time. Getting together kind of moves fast. Even if y'all not getting together, even if it takes a while for y'all to call each other going steady with each other, the actual getting together part is not that long of a process. Two people are attracted to each other in whatever way. They start to go out, see each other, whatever, however it goes. You know, they start spending time with each other. They start communicating with each other on a regular basis. They do things. They relate to each other. They start getting physical with each other. The hugs, the kisses, the good part. You know what I mean? And trust me, this does not always mean that you are in a meaningful relationship. It does not mean that you're going steady. But it does mean that at least one of y'all is enjoying yourselves, especially if this happens on a regular basis. But what I'm saying is, whether you are in a committed relationship or headed towards that, the coming together happens pretty fast, because you know if you want to fuck with somebody or if you don't. But after you do make the decision to be with somebody and y'all been kicking it, y'all been doing the damn thing, when you break up, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when the breakup started. And it's hard to know exactly, for some people, exactly when the breakup ends, because it can extend. You know, you break up, but y'all ain't all the way broke up. Maybe one person has broke up with the other person, but hasn't informed the other person that they broke up with them yet. You know, it's like, I've emotionally left this situation, but I ain't saying nothing. I know you don't love me. I know you don't care, but I ain't saying nothing. That happens. So when you have emotionally checked out of a relationship, but the person that you're in a relationship with, they don't know that. So you're not feeling them. There's no love there. There's no affection. There's no nothing. Sometimes it can be like the thought or touch or feel of that person starts to make you a little ill. It gets like that sometimes, especially when somebody has done you dirty. You know, and now they all on that apologetic shit. You like. You don't really owe me no apology, because I'm the fuck out. But you haven't physically left. Anyway, I'm saying all that to say that it's hard to know all the time exactly when a relationship has ended. So to start another one while you're unsure of the process of whether the last one has ended doesn't sound like a good move to me. But that's not my move to make. And it's not my decision about the moves that is mine to make either. Unless I'm physically in that situation. Let me see what y'all are talking about. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Do y'all feel where I'm coming from? Okay, so let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it. By the way, y'all can call into the show. If the spirit moves you, if you in this situation right now, where people been telling you, nah, you're not really done with him, or you're not really done with her, you got to chill out for a little while. And you like, shit. Little do you know, I've been going with this chick that work on my job for the past 9 months. She don't know it yet, but I have my eyes on her, and I'll be goddamn if I ain't pursuing that. And that happens. But if the spirit moves y'all want to call into to the show tonight, y'all know this is a totally uncensored show. You say it how you mean it. feel it how you do. And you can cuss, you can curse, you can swear, you can do it right here. I don't really care. And if you really want to scream and yell or holler, I don't care. You ain't even got to pay a dollar. Just be a little respectful, not even a lot. I'm going to give you a chance to shoot your shot. And the number is 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily go get the business show. Totally uncensored show. You say it how you mean it. Just bring your passion in any form of fashion. And it's welcome. Thank you, as a matter of fact. So, talking about that space between relationships. Do you believe that you should put some space between some time, space, whatever you want to call it, between when you get out of a relationship and when you start another relationship? Do you believe that it's only women should put some time in between relationships? Like, you know, yeah, listen, we gonna talk some real adult shit. Like, you might have been, if you've been with your man for a while, y'all ain't been using no condom unless y'all weirdos or one of y'all is burning with something that y'all can't fix. I mean, you could say, well, nah, people use condoms to prevent pregnancy, not people who go together. They really don't. And there was a time I would have said, yeah, they do. But I was real, real young at the time I was saying that. And I was wrong then. I was using them. So when your man been busting all up inside of you, just keeping it a buck, you know what I mean? And you, so you man, you know, y'all had sex last week and y'all broke up last week, and then you got another man next week. Well, you could say, well, yeah, but with your new man, you going to, you know, strap up with him because you don't know him and blah, blah, blah. Well, you might and you might not. Just keeping it a buck. I don't know you. But the thing is, I know people are going to look at that situation some kind of way. There is a double standard for women versus for men. I don't agree with it. I don't think that is right. I don't think that it's warranted all the time, but it is what it is. And y'all know people going to look at the situation that way. Like, damn, she was with her man for 3 years. They broke up, and she got another dude. Already? Yeah, well, you know. Like, oh, she was already fucking that dude. That must have been why they broke up. That must be the real reason that they broke up. What's going on, Will Horn? Will Horn, thanks for coming through. Appreciate me some, you. And Brown Eyes. What's up, Brown Eyes? Good to see you coming on by. Brown Eyes. All right, so what y'all talking about over here on the blog talk? I mean, on the YouTube side. On the YouTube side. All right. So, Naturalista Rap says, some people rush in from person to person without stopping to think what they can take or leave behind before they start something new. That's true. Will Horn says, rebound. That's a word I haven't heard in a while. Rebounding relationships. Now, I think that the seriousness of the relationship that you are rebounding from will probably determine how much time that you will spend before you get into another one. And exactly what is a rebound? Like, do you actually rebound? When you rebound from a relationship, so you get into a relationship you know, somebody is offering you, you know, time, attention, comfort, whatever. But have you recovered when you rebound? Is your rebound a recovery? Or is it a situation where you didn't need to recover from a relationship? Because that happens too. It could be a situation where you don't need to or didn't need to recover. What's going on, Sucre J2? Sucre JDX, how you feeling? So, yeah. So that's a situation that you have to take into consideration. It might be that, I got right into this next thing, but I wasn't really done with this last thing. And while we're talking about that, if you aren't really sure that you're done with your last relationship, but you're thinking that you're done, so you go ahead and get another relationship. Let me just put it this way. There have been plenty of people who started a relationship with somebody else after they supposedly broke up, knowing goddamn well that they wasn't fully broken up. I've seen situations where somebody moved out of the crib with somebody, moved into another crib with somebody else that they were supposed to be fucking with, and had to take their shit out from the crib that they just freshly moved in and moved their shit back to where they came from because they wasn't finished. It wasn't over. It wasn't over. And then, you know, with that, you have a triangle that's really fucked up. That's not a good look, but people do what they do. And who are you to say that they can't do it? Because it's getting done. They doing it. They ain't asked for your permission. We just on the sidelines like, yo, that's some nasty shit. Thanks for the hearts over here on the Instagram side. I appreciate that, y'all. Appreciate that. Appreciate that mucho. But yeah, based in between relationships. Is it necessary? Is it essential? Have you ever left one relationship and got right into another relationship? Some people seem to be able to do it. Even though they may not do it well, they may not do it in a way that you are envious of or even in admiration of. They may not even do it in a way that you respect, but you see, like, damn. I know they're going to bite the bullet for that shit, but they did it. Okay, let me see. TKI Wright says, sometimes we need to take the time to be in love with our damn self. Interesting. Take time to be in love with ourselves. Is everybody capable of doing that? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Thanks for coming through, my brother. Thanks for coming on out. I hope that is good on your side. That's what I doubt. And Cherry, Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. Okay, Robbie Mink says, I always space time in between relationships so I can see what I did in the relationship and not make the same mistake. Well, what if you didn't make a mistake? Or do you feel like no matter what happens, if you break up with somebody, then it was a mistake that was made? Maybe you made the mistake of thinking that you really wanted to be with this person when you didn't want to. Maybe you made the mistake of thinking that it was really going to be, we was going to be together forever. Maybe you made the mistake of believing in someone that didn't believe in themselves or didn't believe in you or didn't believe in the whole situation. I can understand that being a mistake. That kind of goes back to what we was talking about last night, you know, being mad at yourself for letting it happen. But it could be a situation where it just wasn't your fault. You can't save every relationship that you want to save. I mean, think about it. A lot of us would probably still be with our high school sweetheart if we could save every relationship for the duration of time that we wanted to save it. T. Carrie Wright says, sometimes you need to take time out to be in love with yourself. Does everyone need to have that type of situation going? Like, Like, I mean, is everybody capable of being in love with themselves? And what exactly does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, I'm thinking that you probably mean that that if you like yourself, if you love yourself, then you will respect yourself, and you won't put yourself in situations where you will allow yourself to be unfairly taken advantage of. That sounds good, but I don't know. I don't know. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the Daily Go Get It Business Show. Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And we're talking about the time in between your relationships. Do you need, should you take time out and space in order to get into a new relationship after leaving the old relationship? Sucre J2 says, sometimes it takes time to move on. Yeah, I believe so. But is it the time that you take? Will Horn says, we need mental healing and emotional healing before we move on. Are you talking about, when you say we, you mean, are you talking about women? Are you talking about men and women? Are you just talking about people who are in relationships in general? And she says, I'm learning to love me. I'm learning to love me. That's with two capitals. Then I can love a man. Interesting. You know, because people, you say all the time, you know, first you have to love yourself before you can love somebody else. And I don't think that is true even this much. I know plenty of people that don't seem to love themselves, but they love the shit out of somebody else. Now, and maybe I'm being too technical, because I, of course, they probably mean, you know, you have to love yourself before you can love somebody in a healthy way. However, I'm not sure about that either. I just don't know. You know, it's not an easy situation. It's not an easy situation to evaluate. It's not an easy situation to judge in anyone except for yourself. But I don't agree. I used to run around and say that little thing. You know, you gotta love yourself before you can love somebody else. Just like you may love yourself and somebody else may have to catch up to the love that you have for yourself, or you may have to catch up to somebody else in order to love them. Well, I don't see why it can't be the other way around. I don't know. Emily says, I'm in a relationship, so I'm making it work. If I ever leave, then there will be no going back, period. Okay. So if there's no going back, period, then I guess when you break up with somebody and you're sure that you're not going to ever be back with that last person that you were with, I guess that means that the space between that person that you just left and whoever is the space that you take, regardless. So you're not just taking that time. You're not just putting that space there. That space is there by default. Is that what you're saying? I don't know, man. You know, I always thought, you know, whenever I hear somebody say there'll be no going back no matter what, I always think like that relationship must not have really been shit. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong for thinking that. But yeah, I'm thinking like if I leave a relationship and say I'm not fucking with her no more, I'm sure not saying that just because, you know, she couldn't make a steak, you know, medium well, or because she put too much milk in the cereal, or because she liked to turn the heat up to 95. It don't have nothing to do with that shit. That means that in every fiber of your being, there's something that I don't like. Like, I don't like your spirit. Like, if I pledge never to fuck with you again, I'm trying to figure out, well, damn, when did I stop fucking with you? Because it sure wasn't when I left. With me, I know I must have stopped fucking with you a long time ago. You might not have knew, but it had to show. So I'm like, damn. So, yeah, if I'm thinking that if you break up with somebody and you say that there's no way you're ever getting back with them, shit, for me, that would mean I don't even want to speak to you again. Sucre says,
I think there are pockets where you question the love you have for yourself.
And that's reasonable. I can relate to that. Because doesn't everybody question how much love they have for themselves? This ain't social media, y'all. This ain't that bullshit. This ain't fucking selfies 4 and 5 times a day. Hey, oh, I was bored. Oh, check this one out. Like this one. Heart this one. Oh, this is funny. Get the fuck out of here. That is not self-love. You know what I mean? Self-love is when you take time to think about the things that you have done and the things that you're doing and the things that you're going to do later on for yourself. Learning to love yourself is a practice on becoming healthy. It's an emotionally and mental health practice. That's what loving yourself is. It's not what you show to the rest of the world to make everybody think that you love yourself. That ain't nothing but fucking, you know, you crying out for somebody to give you some attention. Please, please say I'm cute. Please, please say I'm cute. Say I'm pretty. Say I'm handsome. But don't stay in my inbox, but be in my inbox a little bit, so I think I'm important. Don't be in my inbox and ask me to have sex, but please be there every day. Yeah, I'm taking another selfie. I'm showing my titties, my ass, my belly button, my fucking bottom of my feet. I'm showing the pimple on my back. I'm show. That's not self-love. And we get caught up in this social media shit, you know, thinking that, you know, people love themselves because they practicing this attention-seeking and narcissistic behavior. That's not self-love. If anything, it's closer to me in of self-loathing. Like, I need constant validation. Somebody say they like me. Somebody please say that I'm cute. Somebody please compliment me on this dress. Somebody please tell me that I'm the best. Somebody please show me a little bit love. Somebody please just don't push me. Somebody please put their arms around me. Give me a kind word. And that's my word. That's not it. Couldn't tell myself to say my name right. I can't. You can't say that name right. Will Horn says both. Why? Okay. And he says, yes. Yes, I'm sure. I wouldn't say it wasn't shit. However, why ponder on maybe on if maybe you or them did something wrong? I say because that's self-reflection, and I think I don't care what it is that I do. I always question every move that I make. It doesn't mean that I don't that I'm not sure of that what I did was good or whatever, but I still question it. That's just wanting to be better. That's you know. Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. And then David says, I've been single as fuck for almost 4 years, and I think I lost track. Shaking my damn head. Okay. Robbie Ming says, I always space. Okay, wait. Already read that. Wait. Carol Chamberlain says, when you can't stand anything about them. I understand. Listen. When you can't stand anything about a person that you have laid down with, I don't know. Maybe I put too much credence in this, but I'm not doing this with somebody I can't stand. And I can't see how a woman would let a man get on top of her. Y'all on the bottom. Y'all gotta watch this nigga. Like, I'm trying to imagine, like, get the fuck out of here. No. Shit. I've thought about this shit. Women got it hard. Let a nigga get on top of you that you don't like? He might stink. You know, niggas stink. I'm letting this nigga get all on top of me. He wiggling and moving in and out and telling, giving, yo.
as a man. I'm like, no, if I don't fuck with you like that, I ain't fucking you. No. No, a nut ain't that important. But if you are important for me to give you a nut, there's something behind that. I have feelings. One thing is for sure, I don't hate you. I ain't no fucking trick. I don't know, man. I don't know. Will Horn says, you'd be surprised. Yup. Yeah, I guess I would. Sucre says, maybe she's fighting between her head and her heart. It could be. Listen, if I was a woman, I'm not letting no nigga get on top of me and do his business. Fuck out of here. As a man, I'm not fucking with you if I'm not fucking with you. Like, no, no, no. Times ain't that hard. Times ain't that hard. All right. So I don't know. I don't know. As we talking about the time, the space between relationships, is that something that somebody else has designed for us, or is it something that we say for ourselves? And I think a lot of times we follow society's rules, unwritten rules at that. And I don't even think we take that much time to think about why. I know I do. Like, why the fuck I got to do that? I got too much rubble in me. I'm like, if I want to go to the next, I'll go to the next. I'm not asking for permission. I had to ask for permission when I was a child. The only thing I like about being an adult is, well, I ain't going to say the only thing, but the main thing I like about being an adult is not having to confirm, not having to check in. No, I don't have to. I understand that it's a respect thing and it's a courtesy, but no, you can't make me. And ain't nothing going to happen to me if I don't, other than you be mad. And guess what? You'll get over that. I've had to get over it. You'll get over it. We'll live. No harm, no foul. I sure won't be on punishment and not be able to use my phone, watch TV, go out and shit like that. That ain't going to happen. But it seems like we kind of live our lives that way. Who says you have to put time and space between your relationships? Have we been trained to do that, or did we do it on our own? I just think it's something to think about. Annette Davis says, most people I know get another relationship in pocket before the breakup. It seems that way. But is that the relationship that they go to? Is it, you know, because it might not. I don't know, man. I don't know what some of y'all. Listen, growing up in the family that I grew up in has been a plus and it's been a minus. The plus is that I've seen damn near every fucking trifling scenario you could think of. I'm sorry. But it's true, to the point where I'm almost desensitized to what can happen between a man and a woman. I'm like, yeah. Like, for me to be like, it have to be damn near literally some spacey alien shit. Like, they like, what do you mean they're not like a human? Other than that, all of that bullshit about black women don't do this or they won't allow it. Oh, shut the fuck up with that dumb shit. Black women do anything that anybody else do. Black men, too. So all of that, you know, black women ain't going for this. Yes, they do. Shit, we came out of slavery. And unfortunately, coming out of slavery means that we have submitted to all kinds of shit that everybody else wouldn't do. Or should I say nobody else would do, but we were forced to do it. And it didn't stop with the Emancipation Proclamation. Doesn't mean that it continued with all of us, and it doesn't. But, you know, people who aren't in the know say all kinds of dumb shit. You know, I've heard all kinds of crazy shit. Black women don't really like to give head. Shut the fuck, that's the dumbest. They give the best head. Yeah. Not that I would know on the others, but it's good. I would know because it's, listen,
It's just dumb. Black women don't want to submit. They don't, you know, they always talk back. None of that shit is true. It's a fucking lie. If you a sucker, you're going to get treated like a sucker. You're going to always, listen, if you ain't got the man in you that a woman will grant, if she will not grant her womanhood to you as her man, the problem is you, brother. Because the white woman ain't going to give you that shit either once she figure out that you a sucker boy. And suckers get treated by like suckers. It doesn't matter whether you go white or Indian or Asian. It doesn't matter. Once they get over the jungle fever, it's going to be like, well, whack. Huh. Okay. Huh. But it's always the suckers talking that dumb shit. But anyway. So, you know, we conform. We conform to certain things and we generalize. Nah, it doesn't work for everybody. Okay. Let me see. Let me see. Hold on. Carol Chamberlain says, I had an ex, and when I ended the relationship, he sent me a dozen dead roses. Yes, I said dead. You know, and you know why he did that. I mean, that's some brokenhearted shit right there. You know, it might seem rude, it might seem crass, it might seem petty, it might seem a whole lot of things. But for him to take the time out to do that shit, he only did it because he wanted you to hurt the way he hurt. But he's too much of a man to say that he's hurt. So he said, all right, I'll show that bitch. Wait till she get a load of this. He don't know that he played himself. He don't know. Most people who play themselves, they don't know. They think they making themselves look good. Like, aha. No, you don't look good. You look dumb. You might need to take some space in between some relationships. People like that definitely need some space because they will carry that negative energy right into the next relationship. They not done. Anybody who sends you a dozen dead roses is not finished with you. They're not finished with you physically or emotionally. You are living rent-free inside of their mind. Rent-free. What up, Double 74? How you feeling? Good to see you here on the DG show. Okay, wait a minute. All right. Sucre J2 says, you're assuming she wants a nut. I don't know. You let a man climb on top of you that you're not feeling. Maybe you could fill me in on what else the other motivation could be. Because I'm thinking that you probably want it to be over fast, and it might not be, and that could... Okay. Time and space is a personal decision. I agree. Totally. Putting time between relationships depends on the depth of the relationships. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn, cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking. Well, at this age, how many flash in the pan relationships are you in? You know what I mean? How many non-serious relationships are you in? As one thing is for sure, women get more, the older y'all get, y'all definitely get more serious. You know what I mean? I mean, how many times have I heard, you know, like, I'm not here to play no games. I ain't playing no games. I'm with somebody that's not about no games. I don't play no games. Don't try to run no game. It's not about games. No games. You hear that all day. You hear that all the time. Somebody got to be serious about that shit. I mean, you don't hear men running around here talking about something. Yeah, these chicks out here, especially these old head chicks, you know what I'm saying? These middle-aged chicks, they just want to play games.
You know what I mean? They just want to take you for all of your fucking sperm and then just cast you to the side. You know what I mean? Like, it's disgusting. I don't hear men talk like that. That'd be y'all. That'd be y'all. Sucre says, if that relationship left you devastated and broken, space may be necessary. Space may be necessary, period. I guess what separates one from another is how much space is necessary. How much space do we need? Like, how does this space work? There's space between relationships. Okay. All right. Let's talk for a hot minute about how long it normally takes to get over a relationship. Some people think that in 6 months, you should be over a relationship. I think that that's unfair. I really do. I think that is unfair. Even if you look at it from a statistics point of view. For all my people, Sucre says, I'm the same now as I was when I was younger. Okay. For all my people who took statistics, you know the word extrapolate? When you extrapolate, that means you predict how long something will last. You don't really know. But based on the behavior, the trends, and the pattern, and the probability of something lasting for so long, it's called an extrapolation. So, taking that into consideration, when you are in a relationship, it's not necessarily a day for a day that people put in as far as your feelings are concerned. One day doesn't match the other day. It's not like, you know, when you buy food stamps off somebody and it's like a dollar for a dollar. You know, ain't nobody buying food stamps a dollar for a dollar. I can spend $50. I don't need $50 in food stamps for $50. That don't make no sense. What's going on, Reza Ree? Reza Ree 30. How you 9:30? How you feeling, ma? It's good to see me some you. Reza Ree be doing a thing. NYC all up in the house. Sucre says, when my last relationship ended, I wasn't in a relationship for 2 years. Okay. So like I was starting to say, when your heart is involved, it's not a day for a day. So 2 years invested in a relationship may not be 2 years on your heart. It may have taken 5 years off of your heart. Because that's how much time, how much emotion, how much mental and emotional energy you have put into that situation. So 2 years in actual time is an extrapolation for like 5 years on your heart. So for people who say, all right, well, y'all been together for 2 years and, you know, that's a long time. That's enough time to really get close with each other. But after the relationship is gone, you should be cool after 6 months. I think that that's unrealistic. I don't think that that's fair. Not for everybody. That can't be the cookie cutter. You could be with somebody for 6 months and not get over them in 6 months. Why? Because the impact that they had on you in that 6 months was worth 6 years. Like, yo, you was really feeling this. This was the one. This was just soulmate. This was that, yo. What do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it ain't the same for everybody. My love ain't your love. Our love ain't their love. So it's hard to say how much space, how much time you may need individually to recover from a relationship. If recovery is what you are seeking, you might need a little salvation. Some people need a little salvation between relationships. That shit real. 319-527-6199, y'all. If y'all want to call into the show, speak your mind, add your 2 cents in. 319-527-6199. Let's get it popping. All right, on the Blog Talk side, what y'all talking about? Y'all a little quiet, or either that, I ain't get to all y'all. Nah, y'all, hold on. Y'all know my chat is slower than y'all chat. Yeah, because
Siobhan Milan, I ain't even see you. It wasn't even on my channel. Lauren Sakel, I ain't even see you. What's going on, my brother? Siobhan Milan and Lauren Sakel all up in the house. What's good? What's good? All right. Damn, and y'all got a lot of comments here. I ain't see this shit. This is the bullshit. Now it's too many of them for me to go. All right, I'm going to have to start from the end. I'm going to do it on Instagram. That's easier. All right, let me see. Emily says, I'm generally speaking on relationships around me. Talk that I've heard. This does not pertain to me. However, getting over the a love interest varies with each individual. Yep. And Reza Ree says, hey, I'm good. Just listening to you always speaking that good content. I appreciate that. I appreciate that mucho. Mucho, mucho. It's like this much. This much. But yeah, so when we talk about taking time and space, putting space between your relationships, it might be something that you just need to do. I'm just questioning whether you need to do it because somebody else said that you should do it. Like, yeah, you know I mean, if you're a female, you don't want to look like a hoe. You know, you can't be having these niggas too close. You might have kids, small children, impressionable youngsters. Not small, small like toddlers and infants, but they may be young and impressionable. So 8, 9 years old enough to see what's going on and start asking questions like, what's up? So you and Mr. Dave, I haven't seen Mr. Dave around in a while. What's up with Mr. Dave? Yeah, you ain't seen Mr. Dave in a while because Mr. Dave then flew the coop. And, you know, so if you bring Mr. Rob through, like, oh, mommy's spending a lot of time with Mr. Rob. You just may not want to portray that image to your own children. You may not want them to pick up that type of relationship message. But once again, that's a personal decision. I've known many situations where evidently women did not give a fuck about what their kids thought. So it was definitely they definitely didn't have no problem being a hoe around their kids. I don't mean to be crass, but it is what it is. And I know I don't mean that she was just sexually free. She was a hoe. You know what I mean? A hoe is a hoe. You can't design a hoe to be what you want them to be. You know, you got to take the hoe in them and then just label whatever kind of hoe they are. So, you know, you could be a you could be a respectful hoe the same way you could be a disrespectful hoe. Like, Supre talking about some, those are uncles. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when you start calling random men uncles, oh, this is uncle, you know you dead wrong. Because ain't no... No child, you know what you're going to be thinking when you get older? You're like, my mom had me thinking that I had extra uncles. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Sucre says, I don't care what people think. It's my business and I handle my business. I hear that. I've actually never been I'm close to a situation where women called the men that they were dealing with, told their kids to call them uncles. I've never seen it. I've heard about it, but I've never seen it. You know, that's just a little too... I think that's worse than... Yeah, that's worse. You know what I mean? Like, so you was upstairs, and I'm hearing screams and yells and moans. You up there fucking... My dad's brother or your own brother? What we doing? My man Tony Stark's all up in the house. Iron Man, what's good? What's good? Ned Davis says, when my cousin got married to this one woman, he was living with another woman at the time. I still don't know how he pulled that off. He moved in with the wife after the wedding. Mm-hmm. I understand. Siobhan says, you love yourself enough to work on yourself until you're truly ready for a new relationship. What is the determination of what you need for a new relationship. Like, who makes that decision? Like, you know, like, is that a personal thing? Do you make that determination? Because I'm thinking that not every relationship is going to affect you like the last relationship did. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? Robin Ming says, sometimes the man is on the bottom. I'm glad you said that, Rob, because when I was talking about a woman, you know, having to look up at a man, I didn't want to say. I'm glad you said it, because I didn't want to say how if you don't like a chick, you don't want her riding you. No, but like, listen, first of all, chicks don't even know how to do that shit. It's not the natural position. I understand it's the position that's good for them because they can work it the way they want to work it. But, you know, some chicks really take it there. And, you know, they really, you know, they really think that they fucking. I'll be like. This bud's for you, man. Do your thing. Look at you. Trying to be a man. I mean, but some dudes like you for you to ride them. I mean, I profess that those are niggas that can't really fuck. But who am I to say that? Who am I to say what the next man can do? Who am I? If nothing else, he's lazy as shit. I mean, I will stand by that. He gotta be lazy. Cause what man don't want to put his back, hips, you know what I mean, legs into it? Like, you just want to stand and sit there. Okay. All right. Sukre says, you got control issues. That's so sweet. Yes. I definitely have control issues. And ain't nobody taking that shit away from me either. All right. She says, either your heart or your desires will let you know. Okay. True. I was just saying. And listen. What I say is not law. It's just the way I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I ain't science. I ain't talking about none of y'all men. If y'all man, you know your man be knocking it out the box, but he like for you to ride him all the time. I ain't got nothing to say about that. I mean, he sounds like a lazy fucker to me. But hey, you know what I mean? He might work a strenuous job. He'd be tired. Long as everybody get theirs, right? My man Lawrence says, attention is a huge currency. Preach, Pastor Omar. Ah. Will Horn says, you haven't had the right rider yet. You do not know what I've had. We ain't going to get into all that. But trust me, you all know what I have had. We ain't going to get into all that. No. Next thing you know, he'd be saying, well, if your woman want to use a strap-on with you and you don't want to do it, it's because you haven't had the right strap-on. That's that liver talk, Will Horn. That's that straight liver talk. I'm going to tell y'all what I mean by liver. You have two kinds of people in this world. You have people who like liver, and you have people who hate liver. There's hardly any in between. There's hardly any like, well, you know, liver's all right. No, it ain't normally that. It's either, liver is good. I don't know what you're talking about. If you don't like liver, it's just because you haven't had it cooked right. You gotta cook it right. It's liver. You gotta cook it. You gotta cook it right. Well, get the fuck out of my face with this shit. No, you don't have to cook liver right in order for it to be good. It's either good or it ain't. I don't care about all that gravy, onions, green peppers, mushrooms. guess what? I like gravy. I like mushrooms. I like onions. I like green peppers. I like everything that go on the liver when you cook it right. Guess what I don't like? The fucking liver. So that's what I mean by, you know, that's that liver talk. People telling you, nah, you just haven't had it done. Nah. It's not that I haven't had it done right. It's liver. It's liver. Yo, y'all fuck with me on that one. That's liver. That's liver. Oh, no. Liver is great. You just haven't had nobody cook it right. Oh, okay. They sure cooked that. They sure cooked the onions, the gravy, the mushrooms, and all that other shit. They cooked all of that right, but somehow, with the shit was covering, like, look, man, fuck that liver. Just give me the damn mushrooms, the gravy. Give me a fuck. I'm going meatless tonight. Give me everything that you put on the liver, but don't give me the liver. I'm about to tear this gravy, onions, mushrooms, and green peppers. I'm about to tear this shit up. You season that shit right, and get some good-ass gravy. Liver, oh, no. Get that bloody mush meat the fuck out of here. I sure don't have to put gravy, mushrooms, onions, or none of that shit on a steak. That should be good and more. If you call into the show and you want to speak on the show, you have to press number 1. And that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will get you up in here with the quickness. Get you up in here with the quickness. I said, get you up here with the quickness. You know how it goes. Yo, can I get a witness? Siobhan Milan says, LOL, they are couch hoppers. I'm hopping all around y'all comments here. So if I miss y'all comments, listen, man, you know, I can't get them all the time. And so just Jones says, can you have an office relationship and still give each other space? Is that a joke? Siobhan says, especially if they pass away, like Bounty Hunter's wife who died from cancer. You're talking about that rebound. Okay. Siobhan says, you probably should take time to assess your mistake and positives in order to learn to commit to those same mistakes. Or in order to learn not to commit to those same mistakes, growth on purposes. I can dig it. All right. That's what's up. Okay. All right, let me get down to, let me see. I said, Omar, I laughed to myself, but I did feel bad, not bad enough to go back. I hear you. Hey, it's a choice. Carol Chingler said, Omar, I agree, 6 months is not a long time. I mean, it may be a long time person that is wired to get over a relationship faster. Not everybody is like that. So you can't tell somebody else that they should be over something that you haven't gone through, but that they have gone through. You can't do that. Will Horn says, not even the cowgirl. The cowgirl is not what I consider to be on top. It's different because you're facing the other way. You know, you're at, it's different. That's different. See how women want to, they all want to twist it and like, well, what about all these other options? No. No. The cowgirl is called the cowgirl. What is it called? Reverse cowgirl. That's reverse cowgirl. That's like hitting it from the back, but you laying down. Oh, man. Okay. So, let me see.
My man Clint C. Brantley, what's good? What's good? My man Clint C. Brantley, what's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. That's my dude. All right. Sherry says, hold on. This ain't. I be trying to take my glass off like I can see. No, it's not working. Stacey Yvette White says, 4 years to heal for me. Damn, that's a long time. That's a long time. But if that's the time and the space that you need it, that's what you need. Clint, we talking about the space between relationships. So we talking about how much time or if you need time between when you break up with somebody and when you get with somebody else. That space between relationships. So we've been talking about whether that space is that time and that space is generated by other people placing judgment on you, or whether it's you that makes the determination of how much time, or even if you need time between relationships. That's what we're talking about, my brother. That's what we're talking about. Tone Star says, took me years until now. Can't place a day and time for your heart to heal. That's very candid of you, my brother. You know what I mean? That's very, because it's real. Women think that men get over relationships like this, and it's not true. And if it was, because if that shit was true, why do niggas be out here stalking, ducking behind shit? Popping up at work. Finding out what clubs and little lounges and get-togethers that you going to. Checking phone records. Killing bitches. Murder, suicide. Why do niggas do that shit? If I can't have you, then I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh. And it's true. So, you know, certain cats may play hard. Like, yeah, I get over, you know what I mean? I get over chick, ain't nothing. I go to the strip club as soon as I break up with my shorty, you know what I mean? Go get my man ate up and all of that. And I'm good. Yeah, all that sounds good. It sounds good as shit. Niggas be at home with their head in their hands. After I get finished putting this alcohol on my hands, you know what I mean? I'm going to show y'all what I mean. Yeah, I went. Niggas. I'm gonna show you how niggas be doing, man. You know what I mean? Niggas get home. You know, the world be thinking that they good, but the world that don't know them. People who know what a man goes through, or how much heart and feeling, heart and soul that he puts into a relationship, they don't think that he got over a relationship easily. But the general world, especially social media, seems to believe that men can just get some new pussy and then they be over a woman. Really? Meanwhile, niggas be at home with their head in their hands like, oh my fucking God. Fucking bitch, man. Oh my fucking God. Oh my God. Oh shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Fucking love this girl, man. I got to get this shit back together. I fucking got to get this shit fucking back together. Fuck that shit. Be at home. Try not to call her. Like, go through some old text messages and shit. Like, yeah, I remember this day. Remember this motherfucking day right here. This is probably when all this shit started. I ain't gonna call it though.
I'm fucking with. Hello?
Hey, listen. I mean, don't hang up or nothing. I just wanted to, you know, talk to you for a minute because I already know that the situation is out of hand. I already know we're through and everything, but I just wanted to say my piece. And after I say my piece or whatever, then, you know, whatever it's going to be is what it's going to be. I just want you to know that I ain't mean for it to go the way it went. It was really a big misunderstanding. I mean, I know you too busy to talk now. What, can I call you later? Later, like when, though? Wait, who that in the background?
Yo.
I know this bitch ain't bang on me. Fucking know this bitch didn't. Yo. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is saying, man, you know, he get his dick sucked, he get some new pussy, and he be over his girl. Meanwhile, niggas be trying to easily get over a past love, and they might be with a chick that really want to be with him, and he can't be with her. He ain't ready. Fuck around, dick won't get hard. Yeah, he having a depressive episode. If he go back to his girl, his dick could get hard like this. But he with this joint, the next joint, he can't even get hard for. Because his shit, he know he wrong. He know it's wrong. He ain't put no space in between. I'm just saying. Barbara Hill, Cissé, Bobby Cissé is all up in the house. How you doing, Ma? Good to see me some you. We talking about putting some space in between relationships too. All right. Now I'm gonna have to come back and look at these and read these comments later. It's a lot. Oh fuck. All right. Clint C. Brantley says, my last relationship devastated me. I understand. Damn, he says, I'm done for real. At this stage in my life, it's about giving myself the love I've been given. Oh, okay, all right. Taki Zori says, most often, men often feel more deeply than women. You can't tell social media that shit. No, they don't. Nah, these niggas, they don't care. Like, y'all need to stop living your lives through memes and videos and shit. Maybe y'all should start living life in real time with real people, with real situations, and stop memeing your way through life. Niggas is memeing their way through life right now. I mean, social media is a strong force. It's strong as shit. Okay. Oh, wow. Robin Ming says, my cousin died last February. She was married. In December, her husband announced he was engaged. He was dealing with this chick when my cousin died. Man, that happens. That happens.
And that David says, my last relationship shook me to my core, and I'm definitely scared to get into another relationship. What scares you about getting into your next relationship? I mean, people are different. And I don't want to discount anybody's fears, but I guess in any situation where your emotions have been deeply affected, then I guess that's a situation where you probably need some time to heal. I don't think enough of us give credence to what healing means. Like, healing means that you're getting better and more functional. You know, I think many of us can't think outside of the physical realm, where we don't understand the damage that our spirit can take over time. Your spirit, your soul. And when you are with someone, you know, and this is something that I don't understand, and maybe one day I will understand, and it's possible that maybe I'll never understand it. But I'm thinking that if you marry someone, your spirit should be involved in that process. By the evidence that I see out here, I don't see too many people's spirit being involved. And you can tell by some of the results that you see that the spirit wasn't involved. The soul didn't get involved. They left their spirit and their soul out of it. And some people don't want their spirit and their soul involved. They want to have a situation where they can easily walk away from it without feeling hurt. And I know that the reason that they want that is because they are afraid of being hurt. They've been hurt before, and they don't want to ever experience that hurt again. I get it. I get me some it. I totally, totally get it. Stop yourself. You can't stop yourself from ever feeling hurt or from ever being hurt. You can't do that. People seem to believe that you can, but you can't. But why would you marry somebody where your spirit and your soul is not involved? Why would you do that? Could it be that I just don't understand what marriage is about because I've never been married? But to me, it seems like the people who got married don't seem to know what marriage is about because they haven't involved their fucking spirit. If you're talking about till death do us part, even if you believe that all good things must come to an end, if I'm going to make that vow, even in passing or in theory, you can best believe my spirit is involved. I ain't fucking around like that. Shit. I'm a pretty nice dude, but I ain't that nice. Ask anybody. He nice. But, you know, like when a nigga get a little tired or he get frustrated, he ain't really all that nice. He can be a little rude. He kind of short and testy. He gets real irritable. And when he don't feel like being bothered, if you ask questions that he already answered and shit, you know what I mean? He's stuck, you know. You get a little, yo, the fuck out my face with that shit. That's me. So why would I get into a situation of holy matrimony with somebody knowing that I couldn't even control that in myself with? And yeah, I've walked away from many relationships like, well, you know, it comes, it goes. You know what I mean? Life goes on. And yeah, that is my motto. But not if I marry. Nah. Fuck out of here. I would have to really wholeheartedly 100% believe in this shit. I'm not walking away from this easily. Yeah, it's going to be if I ever got married, I swear to God I'm only doing it once. So the space in between mine and the next marriage is going to be life, probably. And I say that without actually being there, but shit. Is that asking too much, y'all, for your to involve your soul? Oh, shit, it's 8:20. This show too long. We out of here. If y'all want to, we can continue this tomorrow. We could do a part two because we haven't covered a whole lot of shit in this. We just really haven't. Quincy Brantley says marriage is a whole other level. So, yeah. Let me see what y'all talking about. Robbie Mink says, Omar, are you going to do a part two? Yeah, let's do it. If y'all want to, let's finish this off tomorrow. Because I don't really feel like, I feel like we scratched the surface, but we didn't. I know there's a lot more that I didn't do. I wish y'all would call in. Stop being punks. I understand y'all, you know, y'all want to chat. You don't feel like getting on. I get it, but I think this warrants an actual conversation. We need the conversation. I shouldn't have to carry this whole thing. But nobody pressed number one when they called in. Nobody pressed number one. So, I mean, if you don't press number one, and you know you press number one when it says, you are now in the host queue. If it doesn't say, you are now in the host queue, then I didn't receive the number one or you didn't press the number one. You know, so, you know, like back in the day, anybody who showed up on the phone call, I answered that shit like, yo. They was like, you know, I'm just listening. I'm like, oh. I'm just saying. Because you needed to catch up on reading the comments. Well, that's not really the way that works. But okay. All right. So if y'all want to, we could do a part two tomorrow. I'd be more than happy to do that. But we can't. This show will last till tomorrow at this rate. So we gotta pull up. We got to pull up. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go. Oh, by the way, this is the last day of Aquarius. Thanks for coming through with the very S. Y'all represent it. I give it to y'all. On this glorious February 18th. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Selena Tamika Sanders. Turning 35 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Meek. And also, well, Selena, and also Sean Ingram turning 48 years old today, and Sonia Coleman Jennings turning 57 years old today, and Patricia Kelly turning 49 years old today, and Deborah Pasquale turning 28 years old today, and Keisha Randall turning 36 years old today, and Destiny Scruggs, happy birthday to you, and Angel Steninger turning 46 years old today, and Nicole Corder, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my cuz, my brother, my mellow, my man. Yeah, New York is where he stay. And my man, Edie Vines. My cuz, Edie Vines, turning 57 years old today. Happy birthday, my brother. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go here and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind. And any, to any, to
anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, man. Listen, it's real. Oh, shit. It's real.
When we talk about needing that space between relationships,
that might be something that you really need. And when you really need something and you can't get it, that's almost like the state of being in hell. You know, people in hell need cooler temperatures and to stop burning, and they can't get that eternally. Well, that's what it feels like when you are in search of love, when you are in search of affection, when you are in search of companionship, when you are in search of the spice of life that should be afforded to everybody that is alive. So when you feel like that situation has ended for you and now you're ready to move on, it may not be easy for you to just move on like that. You may need some time and space to get your shit together. You don't want to carry the baggage from one relationship to another relationship. That's just like if you were on drugs and you wanted to stop being on drugs. So one day you just decided, I'm not on drugs no more. So you going around people who are totally sober, about you're sober, and you only have a week sober, and you've been struggling during that week. So they, you know, they can visibly see that something is up with you. You know, you got the shakes. Your shit ain't right. You're erratic. You're irritable. You're fucked up. But that's because you haven't taken any time to really recover. You need a recovery period. And for your relationships, you may need a recovery period too. Your heart takes a while to heal. Your spirit takes a while to heal. Your soul takes a while to heal. Are your soul and your spirit the same? Maybe. Maybe so, maybe not. Nonetheless, you want to make sure that you're on board to make sure that's a good look before you just start sticking and moving and trying to prove that you're okay. So we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to come back tomorrow and get this shit. We're going to wrap it up tomorrow, and I hope y'all all come back tomorrow. If you haven't liked the show yet, press the like button. If you haven't shared the show yet, share the show. And if you haven't, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. I want to thank all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all back to life. I appreciate y'all coming through. Appreciate it. Mucho. So make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit the notification bell. And that's how that's going down. So we'll be back tomorrow night. We're going to do a part two. And please, I hate when I do a part two and everybody be like, yeah, we're going to do the part two because we left on a cliffhanger. I'll be back tomorrow. And then the next day it'd be like. And it's like that almost every time we do a part two. Don't disappoint. If you was down with the show today, let me know. If y'all don't feel like I should do a part two, inbox me. Let me know. Like, nah, we good. Move on to the next one because I did have another show. I mean, let me know. All right. But tentatively now, we will do a part two. If something happens between that time, I got another show, you know what I mean, with the bullets loaded up in that thing, it's copped and ready. So, all right. So, let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. Blog Talker, get back, holla. Yo, one. And Instagram, I get back with you.